This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Monsoon rain starts creating havoc across the country. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges all to remain alert. Health Ministry preparing to designate COVID-19 unified hospitals in all provinces. Province governments in all seven provinces present their budget for upcoming fiscal year. And Israel and Hamas go back to fighting less than a month after the ceasefire. Now the news in detail. The incessant rainfall since the last 4 days has started causing destruction in different parts of the country. In Sindhupalchuk, flooding in Melamchi River has created destruction of properties in Helambur Rural Municipality. Similarly, several highways, including the Jai Prithivi Highway, the Karnali Highway, Bhimdatta Highway and the road to Chame from Besi Sahar have been obstructed due to landslides at various places. The flood in Dordi Khola in Lamjung has affected the construction of the 54-watt hydroelectricity project. About 60 workers working in the tunnel of the hydropower were rescued before the flood water entered the tunnel. Similarly, a person was swept away by the flood of Rati Khola in Salyan district. The police confirmed the deceased as Birman BK of Dharma Rural Municipality in the district. The flooding in Marshangdi River has flooded the Tal village of Monang district. 20 among the 60 houses of the village were reported to have been affected by the flood, keeping other houses at risk. Similarly, settlements in low-lying areas in Kanchanpur district have also been affected by flood water collected from Chure region. Likewise, the flood in Kali Gandaki River has affected the Siangja Bazar and Bihari of Parbat district. The flood has affected 10 families of the settlement. The water level in Narayani River has also been reported to have crossed the dangerous level. East Nawalpur Chief District Officer Manamaya Pangeni said as the water level rose, all 36 gates of Gandak Barrage have been opened. All seven provincial governments have presented their budget for the upcoming fiscal year in the provincial assemblies. Among all seven provinces, Bagmati province has presented the largest budget. Fiscal Affairs and Planning Minister of Bagmati province, Kailas Prasad Thungyal, presented a budget of 57.72 billion rupees in the provincial assembly yesterday. Likewise, the Lumbini province government has presented a budget of 40.95 billion rupees and province number 2 government has presented a budget of 33.79 billion rupees. Likewise, province number 1 government has presented a budget of 32.46 billion rupees and the Gandaki province, Karnali province and the Far Western province have presented almost similar sort of budget of about 30.3 billion rupees. The Supreme Court Bar Association has finalized the members of the amicus curiae to help the case relating to the dissolution of the House of Representatives that is sub judice in the Supreme Court. An executive meeting of the Supreme Court Bar led Chair Purnaman Shakye yesterday named senior advocates Komal Prakash Kimire and Prakash Bahadur Kesi as members of the amicus curiae. The Health Ministry has been preparing to designate unified COVID-19 hospitals in all seven provinces. Bir Hospital has been designated as the central unified COVID-19 hospital and Bir Hospital has been making preparation to designate united COVID-19 hospitals in all seven provinces. Chief District Office of Central Hospital Professor The Chief Executive Officer rather of the Central Hospital, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, unveiled the plan of designating the currently functional hospitals as unified COVID-19 hospitals. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Health and Population reported a total of 2,745 new cases of COVID-19 infection in the country yesterday. The Ministry said 4,187 infected patients had recovered yesterday itself. The Ministry also recorded 41 new corona-related deaths yesterday. With this, the death toll caused by COVID-19 infection in Nepal has reached 8,506. The Ministry said there are 63,257 active cases of COVID infection in Nepal. Newly appointed Home Minister Kagaraja Adhikari has said the government's prime focus at the moment is to save lives of people by vaccinating them against COVID-19 and to prepare for the upcoming elections. Talking to media persons at the ministry yesterday, Home Minister Adhikari said the government had been preparing for saving lives of people from the pandemic, disasters and to maintain peace and security. He also informed about the preparation for the upcoming elections. The government started the new education academic session for this Nepali year from yesterday. Addressing a virtual session organized by the Teachers Association yesterday, Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Krishna Gopal Shrestha, urged all the teachers, parents, students and stakeholders to lead the enrollment campaign successfully. Minister Shrestha encouraged one and all to adopt the alternative teaching methods to continue with the teaching-learning activities at the time of COVID-19 crisis. Director General of the Centre for Education and Human Resource Development, Vaikuntha Ariel, instructed all the community schools to run the student enrollment campaign till mid-July. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co. 4G. भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्य आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Israel says it has launched airstrikes against Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip after incendiary balloons were launched from the territory. Explosions were heard in Gaza City in early hours of Wednesday, which is today. Several balloons were sent from Gaza into Israel earlier on Tuesday, which caused multiple fires. It is the first major flare-up since 11 days of fighting between the two sides ended in a ceasefire on 21st of May. China has urged NATO to stop exaggerating what it called the China threat theory after the 30-nation Transatlantic Security Alliance pledged to counter the systematic challenges posed by Beijing's policies. China's response came a day after NATO leaders met in Brussels and issued a communique criticizing Beijing's nuclear arsenal as well as its space and cyber warfare capabilities. Now some sports update. Two matches were played in UEFA Euro Cup yesterday. In the first match played in Hungary's Budapest, defending champion Portugal defeated Hungary 3-0. Similarly, in the second match played in Germany, 2008 World Cup winners France defeated Germany 1-0 thanks to an own goal by German defender Mats Hummels. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at some places of the Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall at a few places of Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Monsoon rain starts creating havoc across the country. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges all to remain alert. Health Ministry preparing to designate COVID-19 unified hospitals in all provinces. Provincial governments in all seven provinces present their budget for upcoming fiscal year, and Israel and Hamas go back to fighting less than a month after the ceasefire. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. For more online news, also check out our English news portal www.onlineradionepal.gov/English. Keep safe and have a good day.